Reading Nigel Gier's book on the hindrances and you know, how many times it comes up there and it came up and stuff too. If you had any thoughts about developing these wholesome qualities, but there's so many things that mask them you can easily get lost into. You can say there, it's like Rigo's example he was there. But like Ajahn Tiradama was like, you know, it's like you're practicing equanimity, but then you turn into dullness.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, I guess it's a, how do you say, spiritual bypassing, like you use a spiritual quality or a spiritual label to kind of not have to bother with what is more difficult. So it's like, okay, I'll just be content, which means you're just going to be lazy and indolent. But it's not. So that's not quite the function of say contentment in this case, or let's say equanimity, or even loving kindness. I mean, one can say, "Oh, I just have to spread loving kindness." And really, what you should be doing is dealing with the situation skillfully, resolving some kind of conflict or resolving some kind of difficulty. This is a function of wisdom. And I think that's where the need to be reflecting on, using dukkha as the mirror, because even if one is, puts a label of contentment or equanimity or loving kindness on something, it doesn't mean that the mind is bright and clear and understands the nature of phenomena. And that's what we have to, that's how we gauge whether it's in accordance with Dhamma. And that's where say, contentment's a good quality to reflect on, in the sense of it seems really simple, but when the Buddha gives a teaching on the characteristics of what is somebody who is in the lineage of the Dhamma, or an heir to the Dhamma, then one of the discourses he uses contentment as the basis to define that. So that it's that's quite it has a refined application, and where one is, the Buddha uses the requisites, but it also takes it to the one being content with it, but then also not seeking, not grumbling and complaining, and then also not comparing oneself to others, so that there's a self-position component to that in terms of it, so that one is content to not be comparing oneself to others, which is, that's a big deal.